Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Well, I failed. Yep, I failed. But the good part is that I passed 100% my standard driving test. Means I can still drive a car. I just can't drive a bus, which is both of my jobs. And basically what happens is I have two more chances to take it before Saturday to pass. And if Saturday comes and it expires completely and I took all three tests and failed all three times, then I have to wait 30 days to do it. If I let it expire and only use two of my three tries, that means it expires and I have to do it all over again, meaning I have to start from the very beginning, and that'll mean I'll have to take my road test and means that it would be like never having a CDL. But I won't be able to drive, which is okay because school is out in the end of May. So that's really not a big deal. However, I do need a vehicle to test in. And that would be the only downside, is that I have no vehicle to test for my CDL. And then I told my beloved, maybe it's just subconscious or unconscious that I just don't want my CDL anymore. But I have to realize, get through my thick head, that this is my job, this is my employment, this is my bread and butter. And it's good bread and butter, you know, because you have a CDL, you make good money. So I have a little bit of a headache. And I can't go I could take it again today, but I have to work, and then the DMV is closed. Tomorrow, I have to work in the morning, and I can take it again in the afternoon. Saturday is the worst day to go to the DMV because only one of the two offices is open, and everybody's trying to get their shit done on Saturdays. So that is that. But you know what? My whole thing, my pattern, is that I always fail on the first. I mean, it's really that hard. The questions, I remember what causes, what is a risk to acceleration, damage to, oh God, the cops are behind me. Damage to coupling, tire damage, or mechanical damage. And I was like, I can't remember what a coupling is. That was the answer. No, the tire damage was it. I don't know. There was some fucker who kept talking really loud. And it's like, really? Really? Do you have to talk so loud and be inconsiderate of people trying to take tests because it's all one giant room? And then you got a kid screaming, somebody brought their baby, it never fails. That there'd be a screaming shenane kid. And then the idiot talking fucking loud. Ugh, rude people. I'm trying to take a test and you're standing practically right behind me talking really loud. And he's taking his test, the answers, and he's still talking. Yeah, fuck, bah, yeah. And I'm just like, shut up. Okay, time to go in my house and have a drink to settle my nerves. No, I can't do that because I have to work. Okay, later, people.